Good afternoon.
So why were the trees cut down?
Just the property we're talking about is the Interior Health new location, I guess you'd say, and potentially the property when it was sold from the City of Kelowna. It is considered a private property once it was sold, and the trees are residing on private property as of right now. Typically, normally trees like this would have been planted along a boulevard, but in this case they were planted as part of the parking lot that was there as a temporary use. So when it was sold, they're no longer protected by the city under the municipal tree bylaw, and they're basically private property, and the owners are able to kind of decide what needs to happen with that property.
Hmm. Did the owners, though, did they consult with the city at all before they did that?
The tough thing about this is, I guess, is when it's sold by the city, it's not necessarily, it doesn't go through parks anymore. We're the operations and maintenance. So when it's not being an operations and maintenance concern, it's no longer really something that we get involved in. However, we were asked if we would like the trees, but it's not possible to move them. They're just too big.
Hmm. What kind of trees were they, and how many?
There was a variety. I don't know the exact number. It was definitely more than 12, but there was everything from London plane trees to, I think there was even a green ash, some hornbeams along one of the frontages. Yeah, there were several trees, and I know that the proposal has been made to preserve one and then also a new landscape plan to replant, I believe, the same number that was taken out.
Hmm. So they did actually offer them up to you to see if the city could use them in some way?
Yeah, that was part of the process, just trying to see if it was a way that we could basically transport them to somewhere else. It was too costly, and it's almost too difficult with the size of equipment you'd need to do it in order to do that project.
What was your understanding as to why they were removed? Is it just in terms of getting in there with a foundation, they needed to remove them?
Well, just like most buildings and most properties even, you only have so much of building space, and when you have constrictions like trees, sometimes it just doesn't work in a certain situation. And because the trees were planted right on the actual physical property, not along the right-of-way, then it just makes it a little more difficult to fit a building in. I don't know the size of the building. I'm not involved in that. But from what my understanding is that's basically what's been run into, is that the trees are just too close to where the potential building would be.
Hmm. Do you know roughly the age of all of those trees?
I don't know the exact age. My guess would be between 15 and 20 years.
Because there was one that was actually in the parking lot that was quite big.
Yes, and it wasn't actually in very good condition. It did have some health issues. There was a number of trees that were in good shape, but there's also quite a few of them that weren't in good shape. They had some structural issues, or they had some health concerns.
So, you're the guy who knows all of the trees, I would think, that are on city property like the back of your hand. So what was it like to see these go down?
Well, thank you for that. I like to try to pretend like I know all the trees, but, for the most part, if you look at it, the city of Kelowna has roughly 20 to 22,000 street trees, and obviously a number of park trees beyond that and natural areas. So it doesn't feel well, obviously, when you do remove trees, but when there's a purpose and there's a future, like a planting plan or a program set up to recover the trees that have been lost, and then some of these ones weren't in great shape. And so basically, if you're going to replant with something healthy, and then obviously it's going to have a new place, a new location, and hopefully have a better success rate, then that's something that's a good thing to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Ellis, too, is sort of this revitalized part of town, the arts district, and to have the street lined with trees, I feel, added a lot to the character of that street. And now without those trees, you lose a little bit.
Yeah, and that's the thing about a parking lot too, right, is it's one of those happy feelings when you can have a place that actually has shade. So it is a little bit of a loss, but at the same time, it's they were on private property, and it's not necessarily our decision on what happens to them. So at this point in time, they're not covered by a bylaw within the city, so there's not much we could really do about it.
Okay, any chance any more will be coming down, and we might walk by those next?
I don't know of any other future plans at this point.
All right, well, Blair Stewart, thank you very much for this.
Yeah, bye-bye.